Hey there. Have you ever been inspired by your pain? Lately, I have no other way to go but to try to feel inspired by my recent tooth pain. I had a tooth pulled a little more than a month ago now, and for a couple of weeks, I've woken up in a lot of pain. All I want for this pain is some kind of medication to ease it away, to take away that throbbing in my jaw. And if you've ever had tooth pain, it kind of feels like you have a heartbeat where your tooth is and just a terrible burning sensation. So yeah, super fun and inspiring, right? So if I didn't know that the pain was eventually going to go away, I probably would go crazy. I'm actually still in the healing phase, I think. But for a while, my jaw had been hurting worse instead of getting better. And I don't think we always know or can anticipate what you feel like when you have pain until you're in it. You're always hoping that the next day it'll be gone, or the next day it comes and goes, and the healing process might get worse before it gets better. So it's human nature to grab the over-the-counter medication or whatever helps soothe the pain, right? So in one half sleep, half angry waking moment, during that process, I caught myself thinking, how many people live like this every day? Not with literal toothache pain, but with some kind of low-grade pain, physical, emotional, mental, just quietly hurting in the background while we keep going through the motions. We show up for work, for family, for life, and we push through. And as women, we pretend we're fine a lot of times, right? We say, I'm good, even when we're not. And the thing is, we get used to it. During the weeks that I was in all of that pain, I made sure that I brought my antibiotics so I could keep up with the process. I brought my ibuprofen, my Tylenol. I brought my ice packs just to kind of keep a normal routine because I knew that I was going to need them. And I guess when we have pain, we do spend time thinking about how to manage through it, right? And some of us plan for the pain, where I think others lash out and complain to others instead of retreating to oneself. Most of the time, people don't know my pain. I tend to keep it to myself. I don't usually go online to talk about it. And you know, this time was different because I was working through some of these podcast ideas. And I did post about this pain on Facebook and just to see what others would say, but then also just to commiserate and get some feedback, right? And there were a lot of people with advice about my tooth pain, and others had advice about pain in general. And sometimes I think it makes us feel better when we commiserate with others that share that same feeling as we do. But for others, it's safer to just tough it out and not tell anyone. What kind of person are you when it comes to pain? We can get used to working through the pain because stopping to actually deal with it feels, I don't know, inconvenient or scary or like too much effort, or maybe the type of pain we experience may never seem like there's a medication for it. We always get out of work because of the excuse of pain, maybe, right? There are things that I physically couldn't do because I was in too much pain to do them. I don't have pain very often. So in my life, being, you know, on a commission-based working situation means I'm missing opportunities and not getting paid if I don't have a paycheck, right? So, but thankfully, my husband is also my partner and was able to help show some homes and go on some of my appointments. And I do have an employee that covers my office duties so that I can do what I need to do. So thankfully for me, to take some time to recover didn't really slow my business down, but anything more serious could have. And it kind of made me think about people in general and business for themselves. You know, what do they do? How hard do they have to work through the pain to just kind of maintain their life? And this tooth had me thinking about all of it, and not just for myself, right? I had a friend who broke his hip quite a few years ago, and there were complications in getting everything lined up correctly and working correctly. And he lost interest in therapy, just didn't want to go anymore. And he just didn't continue working at correcting some of the things that he could have. He didn't want to stop working. Didn't want to rearrange his schedule anymore, didn't want to deal with the pain of therapy or the work that it was, and just didn't want to slow down. So he just kept going, pushing through, complaining sometimes, but still moving through life like nothing was wrong. And now, well, he walks with a cane, he's hunched over, can't stand for long periods of time. I worry about him, you know, in the next 20 years, how his life's going to be. because the pain he didn't want to deal with back then, you know, could cause some real serious damage and permanency. So, you know, it just really hit me when I'm thinking about some of these things on, obviously in our 50s, things like this happen. And it's not always the big dramatic stuff that changes our lives. Sometimes it's the pain we ignore, the therapy we skip, the healing we delay, you know, that shapes everything down the road. So I want to talk about this idea today of pain, not just physical pain, but the kind of stuff that aches quietly under the surface, the stuff we numb with wine or busyness or scrolling on our phone, the stuff we pretend isn't that bad, even though it's stealing our energy and our joy. And, you know, we all have buffers, and I've talked about that before. Buffers are the habits and distractions we use to avoid the feeling that we might really need to feel. So buffers just prolong the pain to another day. For some people, the buffers might be drinking too much alcohol. The overuse creates another layer of problems and pain that you have to deal with at a later date. For others, it's working too much, or eating, or drama, or getting involved in other people's problems so you don't have to face your own. And also, here's some truth. Sometimes we coddle ourselves over a paper cut. Maybe we don't have a lot of pain, but we think we should because we get attention for it. And other times we're ignoring a gaping wound because it feels too hard to face it. And I guess over time, the unaddressed wound becomes our way of life. It's just not dealing with the decision-making that needs to go about feeling better. We just live with a bad hip, we manage. We say it's okay. Why would I want to waste my money on helping myself, right? There are so many other things that I want to spend my money on in this life, like, I guess, another bottle of wine, because a little bottle of wine is a lot cheaper than going to therapy or getting my hip fixed, right? So for some of you, this is really some hard truth. And I'm sorry I have to say this to you today, but your job on this earth is to protect and keep your human body healthy. Are you being truthful to your body and giving it what it needs? There's this one quote that I had in my office for years that said, "The body doesn't lie." And I loved that quote because it held me accountable to my body. I did talk about this before in one of my podcasts. I would notice that my eye started twitching. Remember when I talked about that? And I know that when my eye twitches, it's such a weird little thing, but I need some rest. My body's telling me that I need to have a little more rest. So how do you know when to push through the pain and when to stop and deal with it? So I created this little framework that I use, and I go to these rules within myself. And so I just want to be able to give them to you as kind of a guideline. It's not perfect, but it might be helpful. So step one, check the source, check the body. The body doesn't lie. Is this just normal discomfort that comes with growth, like a tough workout or a new challenge? Is the pain just sore muscles from doing something more? Or is it something deeper, something festering that needs real attention, like my tooth or my friend's hip? You know, I did have to call the dentist and I got another set of antibiotics. I just knew that something wasn't quite right. A month with pain or 2 to 3 weeks with tooth pain is just not quite right, it seemed to me. So I reached out to the dentist, and of course they gave me more antibiotics and told me a little bit of a few other things to kind of ease my pain. But you know, you've got to check with the professionals to find out if you're doing the right thing, right? Heartburn, is that telling you something? Maybe you're drinking too much coffee, too much alcohol, too much, you know, maybe you need to focus on some of your healthy gut kind of biome type of thing. You know, do you have constant back pain? Maybe you need a new bed, a new mattress. Like, you know, go to the source of what the pain is, and then you've got to really deal with it. So sometimes we really do need to pick up the phone and ask for help too. So number two, step two, identify your buffers. What are you doing to avoid the feelings of what you need to feel? Are you binge watching TV shows at night? Are you always staying busy? Are you constantly blaming others? You know, we are adults in this world now here, and hopefully all the adults are listening to me, not the children. But even so, we need to help ourselves, take it on for ourselves. It's not someone else's responsibility to make a phone call, take a phone call or call the dentist or do something for you, go to Walgreens or whatever. You need to take action to do that. And then, are you taking the proper medications throughout the day, every day? Are you getting a healthy source of vitamins and minerals and drinking enough water and things like that, right? So bring it to the light. Identify your buffers. And then number three, You just need to do the brave thing today. You don't have to fix your whole life, right? In one day. You just need to do the next thing. You need to make the phone call. You need to ask a question. Tell the truth. Be honest with your body. And that will move you a step closer to the root of what's hurting you. And I want to say this too, because I know it's easy to get stuck in your head about it. Sometimes the thing that changes your life isn't a big mindset shift. It's not a perfect morning routine or a motivational quote. It's just one action, one step, one uncomfortable thing you do, even though you don't feel like it. Because daily priority action beats a good feeling thought every single time. You can think positive all day long, but if you don't take care of what needs tending to, nothing really changes. So here's my question for you. What's your version of the toothache? What pain are you managing instead of healing? What's the therapy you've been putting off, literally or metaphorically? And what would happen if you faced it, even just for one day? If this is speaking to you, I'd love to hear from you. You can message me privately. Seriously, tell me what you're working through or what pain you're carrying that no one else sees. Or if there's a topic you want me to cover on the podcast, something you've been thinking about, send it my way. Thanks for being with me today. Thanks for being real. We don't have to carry it all alone.